show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
A couple of weeks ago, we introduced you to Lisa Stardust, who's an astrologer who rightly predicted the US election and how it was going to pan out. She was so on point that we thought we'd get her back on today to talk about tonight's game between Queensland and New South Wales, because if she can predict the US election, she can totally predict the most important thing happening in our lives this week. And she joins us right now. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Lisa, you blew us away with your Biden prediction. And obviously that's something you're really involved in because you live in New York City. You're a New York City-based astrologer. The state of origin, the rugby league, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've never heard of this before.
I've heard of them, but like not knowing a lot about them. So this is my blind interpretation of events based on what's going on and based on my chart and my tarot card analysis.
I think this is actually really great because you're so detached from the event that I think you will have like a really neutral kind of understanding of what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, as an astrologer, you always have to be detached from the situation in order to get the best results.
Okay.
I'm 100%. I don't know anything.
Yeah. So
this is good.
So this will work.
You couldn't be more detached. This is actually an ideal situation. So, all right, State of Origin. It's a three-game series. Queensland won game one. New South Wales won game two. Game three is happening tonight.
The decider.
Lisa Stardust, what is your official astrologer prediction? Who is going to win State of Origin?
Well, the home team for your location is probably going to win. So I do think that the local team, which is Queensland, is probably going to win. There will be a little bit of drama that happens with the game. There will be some challenges made just because Saturn, which is a very authoritarian planet, is going to be so heavily aspected this week. So there probably will be issues with referees. Players might be cheating or that they're... Yeah, there's going to be some drama that happens. And don't forget, as we discussed the last time, Mars and Mercury, they have gone direct by this point in time, but they're still in the post-retrograde phase, which is called retroshade. So there is going to be a lot of drama that happens regarding the game and a lot of arguments and a lot of tea that...
They're going to be throwing retro shade.
It makes sense. I mean, it's probably one of – it will probably be the most scrutinized game of the year of rugby league this year. So that makes total sense. That is a – wow. It's going against the odds there a little bit, but you are predicting a Queensland Origin win tonight in the decider. I can't wait to see now. It's tonight.
I'm excited now because
– yeah.
Not that Queensland might win. I'm not excited about that. But I am excited that it sounds like it's going to be a dramatic, controversial game, which is what we all want for game three.
We're a couple of upset Blues supporters in Queensland today. But Lisa Stardust, look, for someone who's not actually familiar with the game, you've really given
a pretty damn good prediction
and you've really nailed the situation. Lisa Stardust, like we say, she's a New York City-based astrologer. Get her at lisastardust.com. Lisa, thank you so much for your time again.
Have a great day.
We are spending today trying to predict the outcome of State of Origin game number three tonight. It is the decider. We are Blues supporters who are surrounded by Maroons and...
Yeah, at work and at home.
So we are...
Both shacked up with passionate Maroon supporters.
You're right, yes. And so we thought we'd go to outsiders to find out who they think is going to win. Lisa Stardust, she's an astrologer and she predicted through the stars and tarot cards that... The Maroons are going to get up tonight after a bit of drama. But
we should say a world-renowned astrologer. She's based in New York.
She's fantastic. She predicted the US election, FYI.
Yeah, she did very well.
And someone else who has predicted wins in the past is my Chihuahua, Bear. He has predicted Origin wins in past rounds, and so we thought we'd get him on board to see which team he thought was going to get up tonight.
All jokes aside, Queensland... Hand on heart, Bear has a better track record
than Gabrielle and myself.
Yes, and he's a dog. Picking Origin so he doesn't have
so
any
you may
favorites.
Laugh. You may laugh.
Yeah.
But the results speak for themselves.
Exactly. So this was me and my partner, Nev, who is a Queenslander, by the way, trying to see which team Bear was barracking for tonight's game.
Okay.
We have a maroon dog bowl and a blue dog bowl.
Ooh.
And we have a handful of Chez, his favourite snack. Are we ready, little Bear? Release the hounds. No, buddy.
Yeah. No. Oh, you're kidding.
You're not meant to go for maroon.
Queenslander.
Oh, wow.
Nev was real stoked about that.
No one asked you, Neville.
So, Bear has and very clearly gone for the Maroons. There's a little video we'll put up on our socials at HitQLD Breakfast if you want to check that out. But, yeah, very clearly, very easily, very directly went for the Maroon Bowl.
So we're two from two.
We're two from two. That means two of our predictors.
To the bone, two for two.
Yep. Two of our predictors have gone for Queensland for the win for tonight's game.
We were actually going to stop at two predictors. This was, like, on the table the other day. And I went, no, you got to have three because you got to have an odd number.
You got to have an odd number to make sure, yeah. We're trying to predict the outcome of State of Origin tonight because Cliffo and I, we are Blues in Queensland territory and it's a home game for Queensland, so we're a little worried. We had an astrologer on, Lisa Stardust, who said Queensland are going to win. We had my dog Bear predict that Queensland are going to win as well. So we thought we'd get an official on to actually give us a bit more of insight into State of Origin. So we have Joel Kane joining us right now from Sportsbet. How are you, Joel?
G'day, Gabby. Cliffo, how you going, guys? I never thought the day would come where I'm in agreement with a bear who's actually a dog, an astrologist by the name of Lisa Stardust.
Yeah.
So you're agreeing.
Queensland can win.
Oh, so what are the odds when it comes to Queensland winning? How sure are you?
They're $3, so they're very much the outsiders. I'm in the minority. New South Wales is very, very skinny. However, let me share a little tip for you here. That's a trend that's snuck under the radar since 2012. And in that game, I think it was game three, Darius Boyd dives over in the left corner, scores a try for Queensland. And I can tell you this, every single game in Brisbane since that time, the left winger has scored a try at Suncorp Stadium for Queensland. So if you're having a bet, I'd be backing Valentine Holmes, who was named at fullback, but we get the sense he'll be playing left wing. Oh. So I think he's a bet to score at any time and maybe even your first try scorer markets.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's only one try, though. So where does the Queensland win come into play?
Okay. So here's the thing. So there's a bloke called Christian Welsh. He didn't play game two, and Nathan Cleary had the game of his life. Now, in game one and also the grand final, his job was just to drive Nathan Cleary mad. So he comes back, that's a big in. Another big in is Cameron Munster only played for a couple of minutes, which I found amusing because the next day he picked up the Sydney papers. Cameron Munster played 2 minutes of the game. He was rated a 5 out of 10. Poor old Felice Kaufusi played the whole game. He was rated 4.5 out of 10. So, boys, if you're going to have a bad game, come off early. That's the suggestion. So,
I
think they're a big chance.
So it's going to be a close game, but Queensland's going to take it out. That is the word from Sportsbet. That means all three predictors say Queensland, Cliffo.
Just to back it up, though, the odds are saying New South Wales, right? Just to
be
sure. The odds are saying New South Wales. Yeah, that's Joel. That's just Joel's personal thing. But, hey, we talked a lot about Queensland winning there, mate, so I'm going to say that's probably 3 from 3. It'll be very, very embarrassing for this show when the Blues get up tonight. Joel Payne from Sportsbet.
Well, as the father-in-law says, take my advice. Please yourself. Do as you please, folks, but gamble responsibly.
Yeah, always.
Good one.
Joel Kane from Sportsbet. Big love. Thank you.
The Hit Breakfast Show.